This is Free Talk Live. We are launching at hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us, all over at freetalklive.com, right into your phone calls. We go to Eric in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
A couple of things. First off, a little bit of good news. I'm attending college right now, and I am about to get recognized for a Liberty group on campus.
Recognized? What do you mean?
We're going to become an official group on campus, so we get funding, and we'll be able to spread the word of Liberty.
Great. Now, wait, the school is going to fund you?
Well, as a group, we get small amounts of funding from the school like anyone does.
Huh. I didn't know they did that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Now, this is why I called in, and you guys have a pretty good knowledge of everything, obviously.
Well, I don't know about that. We know a little bit about a lot of things, but I wouldn't say we have good knowledge on everything.
What I want to talk about is the Real ID Act.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's that? What's going on with that these days? I haven't heard much recently.
Well, I don't know about recently. It's the number one concern in my mind about where we're going into the dangerous future. Because, obviously they have remote technology that's able to track people and that's already in passports.
RFID.
Do you think it, I'm sorry?
Yeah, the RFID chips that are now in the passports. That's what you're referencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think it will be a reality that they will try to implement this eventually?
That they will try to implement the Real ID?
Yes.
They're working on that now. I mean, they passed that, as I recall, back in 2005. The original implementation, I think, was supposed to be completed by 2008. But, of course, because we're dealing with government, things take forever, thank goodness. And all of the delays and the feds were mandating that the states had to pay for all of this out of their own budgets, which made a lot of the state government people very upset. So many of the state government people actually rejected the Real ID plan based on the fact that they had to pay for it out of state money instead of getting a federal money. Of course, it's all taxpayer dollars, but getting federal money for the plans. So that was some of the reasons why some of the states opted out of Real ID. Some of the other state government people were just upset on a privacy level because they just have there are certain types of people that live in places like Montana and New Hampshire that were very upset by the idea of Real ID and were already protesting the idea. So there are a handful of state government people that are actually rejecting it based on some level of principle and the concept of states' rights and that sort of thing. But I think the vast majority of the state governments are moving ahead with this plan. I'm not aware as to when the current end date is. I think it might be 2011, but that's a number I'm sort of pulling out of thin air because it really has honestly been a long time since we've seen a Real ID-related story on this program. I do know that I did go through the renewal process for my Florida driver's license, and it still looks like a Florida driver's license, so it doesn't seem like even Florida, one of the more statist states, has gotten on board fully with this program yet. So as far as is it going to happen, you better believe they want this to happen. And you can expect the federal government to start threatening to cut off federal funds if the states don't, if they don't play along with this. So it could really come to a nasty head between the state government people and the federal government people. And what the feds have basically been doing is they've been setting dates and they've been backing off. They've been setting dates and backing off. And so when the state government folks say, well, we're not going to meet your deadlines because we're not participating, the feds will then say something like, well, you have to participate and we'll give you to 2012 to do it this time. So they've been kind of pushing back. And it's sort of typical with what we've seen to some extent with the government people is they like to bluff. They'll make you feel like you're going to get into some trouble, or they'll make the states feel like something's going to happen. But then when the state actually stands firm and says, nah, we're not going to play along, then the feds just back off and they go, okay, well, we'll give you a little more time to think about it. And who knows? Maybe the feds really will crack down at some point. I don't know. But yes, I would say the answer is they are going to go through with this. The question is really when.
A couple other things. New Hampshire said that they're not going to do this and they will do nothing of the like in the future. Do you believe that?
No. I mean, you can't believe anything the politicians say. I mean, if the feds threaten to cut off federal funding, that really motivates these politicians because they love the federal money. They don't want to have it cut off. And I think that could be the real Achilles heel here because the politicians are just a bunch of cowards and they're more likely to jump through the hoops for the federal funding than to do what's right for the people of the of their state.
One more thing. Do you think they'll take the final Galactic Empire-ish move of doing the microchips?
I think that's pretty paranoid. I think there are certainly some government people that would like to do something like that. I don't know how they would actually implement that beyond mandating it for all new school children. I mean, that's how they're going to bring in the Obama, his plan for national service. They're going to do it with middle schoolers and high schoolers. And so if they're going to bring in some sort of a chip, it'll be at that level. There's no way that they're going to I mean, it's logistically an impossibility as far as for the government to achieve something like calling in all citizens to have them chipped. This is something that would be incredibly difficult for them to actually successfully pull off, which is why what they'll do is they'll just settle for only indoctrinating the young people, bringing them into the national service program. And, you know, that might be part of the national service thing. Oh, well, if you're going to serve our country, you're going to have the chip or you know, whatever. You know, who knows what excuse they'll use, but they're going to bring it in on the younger generations just because they have more control over them. They all go to school several times a week. They're completely under the control of the government, with the exception of the homeschool kids. They're completely under the control of the state. And so that would be their easiest way to implement that.
And they're taught to be good little worker bees who go off to work and do what they're told, rather than being dynamic people who think for themselves and have critical thinking skills who manage their own destiny.
Not to say that they can't grow up to be those things. It's just they're not taught that.
Right.
It's more difficult. Yeah. Any other thoughts?
That's about it. I'd just like to say that that's way past my line in the sand, and I'd be long gone by then.
Well, hopefully you'll be here in New Hampshire, because I understand the impetus to leave the country, and I know Julia has talked about this. She, you know, if it gets too bad, she wants to leave the country, and I could see doing that at a certain point. But of course, then you have to ask yourself, if it gets that bad, will it be easy to leave the country? That could be a tricky part.
Where do you go?
I mean, you're going to go to another country where there's another group of people, men and women, calling themselves government with arbitrary rules. And in this case, it might be arbitrary rules if you're going to a place where they don't speak your language too fluently. It might be arbitrary rules you have a tougher time understanding than even trying to read legalese. So, I mean, I don't know if the idea of running away to another governmental jurisdiction, so to speak, is going to solve the problem. I think that I still believe the best solution is to get together with like-minded people, and to that end, the Free State Project is the only solution out there like that that actually has any viability at this point. And I thank you for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. Good questions, Eric. 800-259-9231. Now, think about it. They're going to need to have that real ID program in effect if they're going to bring about universal health care, right? You've got to have a government-mandated ID card to have universal health care. And we know that I'm sure Obama would like to see that day.
Yeah, because eventually the goal really here is to have all of your financial records, your medical records, everything about you linked to that chip or the data stored on that chip. Or maybe there's an ID that basically goes through a computer and accesses a server that gives them access to your information based on what's on that chip.
Bureaucrats love this kind of information. I mean, even if they're not going to use it for something nefarious, and I can give you lots of examples where governments have used this kind of information.
It's the key to control.
For something nefarious. Even if they're not going to, what do they need it for? It's none of their business. The role of
government is to
supposedly protect you from, you know, outside harm, like an invading force or police or something like that. These things would fall into what would be considered the legitimate
role
of government that people have accepted in the past.
In
the
order
idea
to
that it's going to take care of you from cradle to grave.
Buddy, if you want our protection, you'll carry this card.
I don't want your protection.
Well, that's what he said, the role of government's for protection. So
I understand.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
You want protection, you've got to carry the card.
Do I get the option?
Well, if you don't carry the card, we're not going to protect you.
Which means you have to get the hell out of the country.
You won't be able
you're
to buy anything.
Free in this free country because you're free to leave.
You won't be able to buy anything, because if it gets down to a system where you have to swipe a chip or something with a chip in it over the cash register at the grocery store, there's
a black
market will always spring up, obviously. But why do you have to do that?
Buy a bag of weed, buy your groceries all at the same time. It could be a good thing. 800-259-9231. Of course, I don't know if the black market produce will be in as good a shape. I don't know. It's probably not going to be a good thing. Anyway, 800-259-9231, which is why secession would be a good idea sooner rather than later. Because remember, old Barack Obama's already said it's going to take him 2 terms to get everything done. So he's already given himself a cushion as to not doing anything quickly. More on the way. You take control. So time is on our side. Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, 1 out of every 2 men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of 1 Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are 3 credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, and if you're enjoying those features, then we'd like to ask you to help promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com and learning a variety of different ways in which you can help get Free Talk Live into more ears. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. www.normalize.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance tool ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can get a free account over there at PrivacyHarbor.com. I've got one. It is easy to use. PrivacyHarbor.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, we go to Dan in Pennsylvania on the amp line. Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey,
on Saturday, a guy called in and was talking about how there's a verse in the Bible in Romans 13 which says that, you know, people have to follow the state because it was instituted by God. Now, I know that you guys don't really care so much what the Bible says, but I'm going to say this to any Christians out there who believe that, or to anyone who will run into Christians who believe in that interpretation of that verse so that they can deal with it.
Okay, please.
First of all, if you don't understand the original language it was written in, and I don't mean you have to be able to speak Greek, but if you don't understand sort of the idiom, you know, the idioms that they use, then you won't get a proper interpretation.
King James Bible is what the language God wrote it in, and it's good enough for me.
Yeah, I know those people myself. But anyway, Paul in that verse says two things about the government, that it's instituted by God to punish evildoers and that good people have nothing to fear from them. The word evil is kakos in Greek. That means that which is destructive, baneful. Clearly, there's another word for just general wrongdoing. What he is saying there is that it is instituted to respond to destructive, violent acts. So even at the very most, he would be arguing for a government which protects the lives, liberty, and property of its people.
Okay.
And also, if good people have nothing to fear from the government, then when good people have something to fear from the government, then it's very clear that by that verse, the government no longer has God's mandate.
Yes, it has subverted its original purpose.
Right, and that's sort of what I was digging at with this guy, is that, he basically said the government is instituted, you know, the verse says the government's instituted by God. And, well, what about the Nazis? Were they instituted by God?
Yeah.
No, right. No, they weren't. Then how can you say the United States government is instituted by God? Because if the verse is all-encompassing, if you believe that, and you're claiming that it's not, and that makes very good sense to me, if the verse was, in fact, all-encompassing, then it doesn't the Jews were killed for a good reason, gassed and burned and thrown in pits and all that stuff. That's good. God wants that, right? You know, so it's a silly the guy clearly didn't have much understanding of what he was reading.
Not only that, but there were 14 million people killed in the Holocaust. And
that's true.
A lot of them, I would say, were Christians. So, yeah.
Right. Was that God's will?
Right. Yeah. And as a Christian, I believe that God is not evil. Nothing evil, therefore, can come from God. So when a government is being evil, it is clearly not instituted by God.
Okay, hold on a second there. So as a Christian, if nothing evil can come from God, how do you explain the whole devil thing? I mean, isn't Lucifer one of God's creations too?
Well, that's where free will comes in. And I think that a God who created people and then allowed them to rebel against, you know, God's nature, which is what he would want us to do, I think that's, you know, I think that's pretty freaking libertarian of him, you know, if you ask my opinion. Even though that might lead to bad consequences.
I like your Christianity, so I'm not going to have any more conversation with you about Christianity.
Okay? Actually, I wanted to have you hang on the phone here as a Christian, because we got an email in regards to the Saturday show. From Rob in Florida. Now, his email address actually starts with "for this country," so to give you an idea where this guy's coming from, here's what he says.
Uh-huh.
I'm tired of the Christian bashing. Saturday show pushed me off the edge, and I deleted your show off my iTunes podcast directory. The sad part is that I recommended your show to some of my Christian friends. I think you should change your focus to promote the Free State Project for Atheists and change your show name to Free Talk Live with Atheists. I wasted a year's worth of my time listening to you. You read my first letter on the air, and I thought I could get over the bashing, but I just cannot take it anymore. Even Mark joined in this time, and I thought he'd balance it out, but I guess I was wrong. With that hate, you will not reach your goal of 20,000. I'm going back to listening to Catholic radio. Yeah. So,
you know, I'm sorry to lose the guy, and but this show is going to be tough for Christians to listen to because...
But he made it a year. He said he'd listen for an entire year. I mean, and that, Dan, as a Christian, how do you respond to that as somebody who's been listening for a while?
First of all, I would point out that people tend to make statements in groups. And I know that when people talk about, say, policemen doing bad things, you don't mean all policemen do bad things. And likewise, Mark, you hit it on the head on Saturday when you said that, you know, that most people are going to be misled by false doctrines, and there would be that remnant, you know, the people who aren't the Pharisees, who don't want to jam our religion down other people's throats, who believe that Jesus came to promote peace and liberty.
I thought that was totally reasonable. What you said.
I feel like I've gotten certainly better at this, and that, you know, I'm not taking out my hate for the Christian religion on Christians.
As a group.
In fact, going after the people that are exactly like the people that Jesus was
going after. You're zeroing in on the bad guys.
Every time we talk about it, I reiterate this, and if you consider that Christian bashing, maybe you need to look at your Christianity.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I believe it's perfectly possible for a Christian to not be a good Christian. However, those who follow Christ are the ones who act like him. And, you know, Christ was the one who shamed the people who wanted to stone the prostitute. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no moral difference between being the one to cast the first stone or voting someone else to do it for you.
Yeah, I guess this guy's just upset because, you know, we're critical of his religion. And it sort of reminds me of the mindset where people will hear us say something. Maybe they'll tune in for the first time and they'll hear us talking about legalizing drugs and they'll say, "You damn liberals!" Or they'll hear us talking about legalizing guns and they'll say, "You damn conservatives!" You know, they're not really understanding what we really stand for.
Well,
and it seems like this guy is labeling both of us atheists, which neither of us are atheists. Just because we're critical of the Christians means, or these Pharisees, like Christians, means automatically we're atheists? I mean, well, this guy's been listening for a year?
To some extent, people...
Not every night, maybe.
Guess not.
What I've found is that people that disagree have a tendency to hear what they want to hear coming out of your mouth.
Confirmation bias.
I mean, I was on a... just to give you an example, I was on one of the local radio stations called in. I made some statement about blacks coming out in larger numbers to vote for Barack Obama, and I wasn't making any point with this. I was just pointing out the voting silly. Came out with larger numbers than they ever had before, like 90 percentile. In the 90 percentile, they voted for Barack Obama, blah, 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 blah. Some black lady calls in and said, that guy's a bigot. He said that every black person voted for Barack Obama because he was black.
That's not what you said. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you and your thoughts on this issue. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Are you a business owner who needs to build a new facility on a tight budget? Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. A secret conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save yourself an unbelievable amount of time and money with a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. Not only that, you can find out how for free. For your valuable free information, just call 1-800-913-5949. Learn how an Anthem Steel building not only saves you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stacked stone, or rock. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies would like to keep secret. But if you need to build a new facility, you need to know how much you can save with a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. To see this valuable free information for yourself, call now. 1-800-913-5949. That's 1-800-913-5949. 1-800-913-5949.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And want to invite you out to the Liberty Forum. It's happening in early March. The Free State Project puts it on once a year. We've been to the last two. We broadcast live from both of them, and we'll be broadcasting again this time. And looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. It was a lot of fun last year. Expecting it to be as fun this time around. A lot of great people coming out, liberty-oriented luminaries like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. Also, we've got Dick Heller coming from the Heller versus DC gun decision. Those are two of the bigger names. John Taylor Gatto will be there. Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land. Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com. Former Libertarian Party presidential candidate David Berglund, and so many others. So you can come meet those people, and you can also meet a number of the great liberty activists that we have here in New Hampshire. You'll be able to meet all kinds of people. And a lot of the folks you've heard call this show over the years, many of them attend the Liberty Forum. So you'll be able to meet them in person, network, socialize, libate, and have a good time, because it really is the best liberty convention I've been to. I went to a couple of Libertarian Party of Florida conventions back down when I lived there, and they're just pathetic in comparison. This is the event to go to. If you pick one liberty-oriented convention to attend per year, this would be the one. It beats them all out, in my opinion. So come on up, have a good time, and join us at the Liberty Forum. Head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get more information, get signed up, and use our discount code to save 10%. 2009 FTL is the code. That's 2009 FTL. And you can get all that detail and get signed up at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Some of the people you'll be able to meet include Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, who is on our line, on the AMP line. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, gentlemen.
You were there last year, and you were actually shooting for your television show, New Hampshire Capital Access. So not only could they meet you, but if you're interesting enough, you might put them on television.
Hey, yeah, especially crazy libertarian people. So you guys were talking about Real ID just a few moments ago and wondering about the current status.
Yeah.
So a quick Google search showed that on the DHS.gov website itself, like the official Department of Homeland Security, they say that Real ID went into effect May 11th, 2008. But
not in Florida, I'll tell you that.
But there are states that have been granted an extension to allow time to meet the requirements.
I see. How many states have been granted the extension?
50. Oh.
That's great. And what is the extension? Is it out to 2012 at this point?
It actually doesn't say on their website. But what is telling, if you start to laugh this off, they show how much grant money they've given out. And they've given $360 million last year alone to the states.
So they're pumping out some cash to make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, it's like the loan shark syndrome.
Yep, so it's moving along then, slowly but surely.
And, you know, some states are on board much more than others. You know, the looks like Kentucky got $3 million that New Hampshire didn't want to take to implement the pilot project. So there's definitely, you know, a lot of momentum on this thing, at least at the federal level.
Now, what was the latest with New Hampshire? As I recall, they sort of put off the possibility of taking the money, but they haven't excluded the idea completely?
No, New Hampshire is done. Get over it. Move on to the next thing.
Yeah,
our state law says we shall not participate.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't
good.
Have anything in there about... Yeah, and it says, actually, it says, shall not participate in the federal Real ID program or any national identification program that may follow therefrom.
Nice. That's good to know.
So that's done. We can move on to the next thing.
Fantastic.
I like that.
Yep. So if you were looking to get away from Real ID, as our earlier caller sounded like he was very concerned about it, you should move here to New Hampshire. Yet another reason why to be here with us, be surrounded by the activists, and you're in a place where even the state legislature is telling the federal government to flip off. Who'd have thought that would happen?
Yeah, and has at least four or five libertarians elected into it, so that's kind of cool.
That's true. The free stater, you're talking about the actual free staters, not just regular old libertarians. People that have moved into the state have quadrupled in the state government.
The new movers, there's four of them, and then there are two people who are members of the Free State Project from before even a state was chosen.
So is that a total of six?
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Now, you were saying that NHLA has, 90 endorsed candidates, and is just the state house, right?
Something like that, 90-ish, yeah.
Now, those people are qualified as libertarian in the sense that one would qualify them on the world's smallest political quiz, right?
Yeah, they'd be upper quadrant Nolan charters.
You know, while we've got you here, Dennis, I don't know if you were listening last hour, but we had a question come in via email. Mark, you had this gentleman was concerned that maybe we've been hamming it up here on Free Talk Live, that we've been puffing up the Free State Project and the activism that's going on here. Is the Free State Project for real, Dennis, all the things you're talking about? Are you BSing people here?
Well, you guys really do ham it up. I'll give you that much. For example, all the brew. Oh, I wanted to say, hey,
all the what?
You know, this may be the last ever Free Talk Live with Ian, right?
I don't know about that. Tomorrow I will be here, and then Friday at 1:30 in the afternoon I will be going to the Keene District Court, paying a visit to those people, and hopefully I'll be walking out. I plan on walking out. If they want to throw me in a cage, there's a chance, there's a small chance I might not be on Friday night.
But you could get shanked in prison too, right? I saw that on Oz.
It's possible. That's pretty unlikely too.
Hopefully you'll have a nice cellmate.
I'm not expecting to have a cell. That's up to them. But there's a chance I will not be on Friday night, and who knows? I mean, maybe not Saturday and several days after that. It's all up to them and how violent they want to be.
Well, all I'll say about the Free State Project is anybody that wants to show up, there is so much going on, and you don't have to know. I mean, they're just ordinary people doing things that, you know, taking the time out of their lives to advance liberty, and it's not happening anywhere else I've ever been.
That's why I'm here, because it wasn't happening where I was, and there was no real prospect of it happening anytime soon. Yep.
Yep. I don't know if it's going to succeed. In fact, I'd actually put money on just pretty much the world going down some terrible 1984-ish dystopian future.
Oh, you and negative libertarians.
To me.
You negative libertarians, why be so negative about it? I mean, there's no reason why we shouldn't be positive. Don't put money on failure. We should be imagining success and working towards that.
You know, it's feasible that parts of the country might end up that way, but if enough freedom-loving people are in one place, you can hold it back and prevent it.
Absolutely. And they should get here sooner rather than later, because this is for real. People like you, Dennis, are out there doing some political activism that's actually having success, real tangible results, with more Free Staters being elected than ever before, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance having more volunteers, more ability to do things than it's ever been able to do. Of course, the civil disobedience and non-cooperation continues, and the support for that continues to grow. So, you know, if anybody else has this stuff going on where they are, we invite you to call in and tell us all about it. But beyond the occasional Sam in Texas, who's just sort of experimenting in the realm of legal land and sort of trying new things where he happens to be just because he feels like it, you know, there's the occasional individual here and there that's making a stand, but there's nobody backing him up.
Right. The guy is running for mayor somewhere in Illinois that called in earlier tonight.
Right.
I mean, there's people doing things. It's just that those people doing things have no backing.
Yep.
There's nobody around that cares, unfortunately. But up here, they do, and it's synergistic.
Sure is.
You know, somebody does something, somebody else does something, and it's actually a movement. There's momentum. There are things happening. Mainly I'm occupied with taking care of my radio show and bringing money in for Free Talk Live, and to me that's activism because it's a liberty-oriented thing, and that's what my day is concentrated on. I do things here and there, but I wouldn't do anything if I was elsewhere simply because I know it wouldn't make any difference. Used to stand out with a sign that says, honk if you don't like taxes, if you hate taxes.
Yeah, on tax day.
On tax day out in front of the post office. What was the point? I mean, you know, you were wanting to...
It was activism.
I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm just saying,
Back then, that was all I had.
Right, it was
back
nothing.
Then, that was all I could do. There was nothing else I could do. There was a handful of so-called libertarians, but they were mostly do-nothings. Getting them to show up and volunteer at an event was like pulling teeth, taking care of children. Dennis, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. That's the number. It is real. And Wayne wants your thoughts on it coming up here in moments. Is the Free State Project for real? You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days. And give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, and if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote over at vote.freetalklive.com. How's our lead doing, Mark? It's been a tight contest so far throughout the month over at Podcast Alley in the monthly voting contest. We are, I believe, currently at the number one position. However, we need your vote in order to stay there.
It's at about 30. We're about 30 ahead.
So we like to have a good 50 spread, yeah. And we don't have that yet. So we need your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. We'll keep begging until we get them. So please take a moment and go to vote.freetalklive.com. You can leave a comment if you would like. That's optional. But you will need an email address that's used only for verification purposes to make sure you're a real live human being. And it makes a big difference for us. Being number one in the Podcast Alley voting means we can crow to our advertisers or potential advertisers about being the number one podcast. And that, you know, it makes a difference for us. Plus, it also means new listeners are going to see that top 10 list. And, well, if you're looking at a top 10 list, what are you most likely to click on to listen to? The number one show. So being number one means more new listeners coming across this show, more new people discovering Liberty. And if that's valuable to you, please vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. So, Wayne, the topic of discussion here, and we're going to get back to the phone calls, but I want to make sure you had a chance to chime in on this. The topic of discussion is, you know, you guys on Free Talk Live, you talk a lot about this Free State Project. I mean, it sure sounds great to me living out here and wherever, not in New Hampshire. Sure sounds great, but come on, is it really that good?
That question's almost laughable because every event that I've attended, even the Liberty Forum, every year it gets bigger, mm-hmm, with more people and more speakers. Porkfest every year gets bigger and better. We do the annual UN flag burn every year. It's bigger and better.
Yeah.
More people, every one of these things. And it just seems like during the summer we get a big influx of new people all the time. When you go to a protest or you go someplace that's political activism type event, there's always people there, a lot of people, and it's not hard to gather them up to go to do something like this on short notice.
Not at all. You can post a message on an internet forum within 24 hours, and you can have 10 to 20 activists show up within a 24-hour notice. I mean, you don't have to. Back when I was in Florida, I had to beg and cajole and plead, you know, and call the volunteers. Yeah. I had to get people to say they were going to volunteer, but then I knew that even if they said they would volunteer, they still needed their hands held in order to know when to show up and what to do and all that. So in order to make sure that the volunteers would actually show up, I'd have to call them all in advance to remind them, hey, don't forget, you're supposed to come out here, you know, tomorrow. Because I, at one point, I just organized something and people told me they would show up and I believed them. And I showed up and it was like me operating the entire thing by myself. So the people here are reliable. When they say they're going to do something, they do it. You don't have to hold their hand. Well, Mark, you do kind of stuff to hold his hand a little bit. You know, that's just Mark.
But, you know, I've never seen a more rabid group of liberty activists in my life.
Right, and one of the most exciting parts about the Free State Project is it's not just the people moving in. It's also the New Hampshire natives that are getting excited. You talk about the most active liberty activists. I would say that here, at least in the Keene area, the people that I'm familiar with here, the New Hampshire natives are the real doers. I mean, they're really some of the ones that are getting out there. They're creating some great liberty media, and their faces are visible, and when they're out there doing activism, nobody can point to them and say, it's those darn free staters coming in here trying to ruin everything. You know, it's
that's
not
part of the synergy I was talking about.
Right.
Is that it's activated people locally that otherwise would have just done their little life and
or they would have given
kind of
up. They would have given up. But a lot of New Hampshire natives view us as reinforcements rather than outsiders, and that's really important because if you try to do something like this in a state like California or New York, you'd be up against big odds. But here you have a significant portion of the population that views you as a reinforcement.
It's so valuable, and they're so excited about by the fact that liberty lovers are coming in here. And the only thing that I might be disappointed about is that, you know, they're not coming fast enough for my liking. I'd like to see double and triple the rate, and eventually that's going to happen. You know, I feel like there's going to be a point of saturation. It's going to be reached, and at which point we're going to see multiple movers into each different region per week. I mean, right now it's, you know, at least here in the Keene region, it's okay, there's one there, and then there's another one, you know, a few weeks later. In Manchester, they're certainly getting them at a much heavier rate. Manchester being the more populated area. And, of course, for those who's tuning in, we're talking about the Free State Project, this influx of liberty-loving activists all moving to New Hampshire. You can get involved over at freestateproject.org. So I think Manchester's probably got the heaviest inflow of people right now, but it's not a constant faucet that's been turned on. It's just, you know, they're coming in slowly, but it's still the initial early phases of the Free State Project. And I think what you're going to see happen is there are a lot of people out there that are planning, you know, within the next year, 2 or 4 years, a lot of kids, you know, young people, not kids, but young people in college, you know, waiting to finish up their college before they head out this way. And so as those people start to get their ducks in a row, you're going to see multiple people moving in the same time frames, and it might even become overwhelming. We might have so many darn people, we won't know what to do. I mean, of course, it'll all self-organize.
Right,
and that's
it's self-organizing. There isn't any point in knowing what to do.
Right. I mean, if there's too many people showing up to one gathering, then somebody will spontaneously start another gathering for people to show up to. And I don't think there's going to be a problem with having too many people. It's just that at some point we're going to see that mass amount of people coming in here, because there are a lot of people that are out there planning right now to move here sooner rather than later. And I'm hoping it's sooner, because the more people we can have, the better. The better off we're going to be, the more liberty we'll be able to attain, the faster we'll be able to attain it. It's a numbers game, and that's what's the most important factor, is getting here sooner.
And the best part is it's very decentralized, so people come here and work for liberty how they feel comfortable working for it. And there's no one telling you have to do this, you have to do that. People find their own niche, and they do what they do.
Right, that's another one of the best things about it, is since there's so much going on, you can really be very selective about the things you want to get involved in. Whereas back in Florida, I mean, Mark, it was like the Libertarian Party and that's it.
Yeah.
So whatever the Libertarian Party happened to be doing, that was all you could get involved in unless you wanted to go start your own thing. And by the way, the Libertarian Party down there, whatever it did was usually a result of me going and taking my personal finances and starting something. Those guys would debate forever if it was just up to them.
I think it was 2000 or 2000. It must have been 2000. You put money in for the Libertarian candidates. I know it was your money. You gave it to me.
For the radio ad?
Yeah, we did. I did the radio ads. You came to me and bought some radio ads. We found out, you know, that it was in fact your money, and then we changed the rates. I don't know if you ever knew that, but Big Jim Davis changed the rates from normal rates to, you know, people that work here, right?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why you got so many. But, you know, so you put your money in, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was it. Your only choice was the Libertarian Party, and if they weren't doing anything except sitting around once a week debating the issues at Bennigan's, then that's all you had. Whereas up here, it's well, do you want to do media? Do you want to do market-based non-cooperation? Do you want to do political action? I mean, and then, of course, within those three categories, there's all kinds of other options that you can choose. And if there's not something that's tantalizing to you and you've got something else that you want to see happen, start it. And then all you have to do is announce it and say, hey, I'm going to go do this. Would you like to join me? And then all of these activists that are interested in what you're doing are going to say, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. So, like, as an example, one guy here in Keene decided to start doing Fully Informed Jury Association outreach. He said, I'm going to start doing Fully Informed Jury Association outreach. It's only once a month. We go out in front of the courthouse, hand out some flyers. Anybody want to help? Sure. Bam. Six people were there the first time. But we're talking about 8:30 in the morning on a right. work day.
Well, you guys are a perfect example. You took your passion for liberty and created a radio show based on it, moved up here. Someone like Dave Ridley does the Ridley Report. He does a video. He has a YouTube channel
mm-hmm.
chronicling what's going on up here. People are finding their niches and really enjoying what they're doing.
So, yeah, this is for real. FreeStateProject.org is the website. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Oh, no, we're not going to Frank. He dropped. Well, anyway, so, yes, it is the real deal, and it's so exciting. I mean, it must sound weird to somebody out there listening to us getting so jazzed up about all the activism going on. Maybe that's why the gentleman that emailed was, you know, wondering if we were being straightforward.
I can totally understand where he's coming from on that. He's never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I've never either.
And I totally understand people not believing me. Please come up to Keene, New Hampshire, spend a week, and you will see.
Don't just come to Keene. Go all over the place. Tour
sure.
the state.
I can't, but I can't speak to what things are going on in the rest of the state. If you're asking me to speak the truth for me, I'm happy to do that. But the only truth that I can truly speak is Keene, New Hampshire truth. I hear about other stuff that's going on in Manchester and up in Grafton, and I think Grafton's got some really great things going on in it. But all I can say is what's going on in Keene.
Plus, it's not just about the activism, of which there's plenty to choose. It's also about the people. And the people here are some of the nicest. I mean, just the regular Granite Staters are just really nice folks. But the Free Staters and the Liberty Activists that are up here, the New Hampshire Natives that are Liberty Activists, are just the most welcoming, nice people that you want to spend your time with. They're great folks. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. Back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronics,
photos,
cell phone,
office products,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supplies,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.